Ready to soundtrack your summer? With Red Bull Summer All Day Play, you choose a playlist that fits your summer vibe the best. Are you a festival fanatic, a deep end DJ, a road dog, or a trail mixer? Just add a song to your chosen playlist and put your summer on track. Red Bull Summer All Day Play. Red Bull gives you wings. Visit redbull.com/brightsummerahead to learn more. See you this summer.
Zootopia 2 has come home to Disney Plus.
Let's go!
Get ready for a new case.
We're gonna crack this case and prove we're the greatest partners of all time!
New friends.
You are...
Gary the Snake.
And your last name?
The Snake.
Dream team.
In new habitats.
Zootopia has a secret reptile population.
You can watch the record-breaking phenomenon at home.
You're clearly working it.
Zootopia 2, now available on Disney Plus, rated PG.
Welcome to a new edition of the Neon Jazz Interview Series with jazz guitarist Russ Spiegel on the 2026 album Timepieces. We initially talked with him in spring of 2025, and now he returns in spring of 2026 with a new album in Timepieces. Done with Tal Cohen, Vincent DuPont, and Brandon Lee Lewis, it features modern original jazz compositions with an emphasis on odd meters composed, arranged, and produced by Russ himself. Alongside performing everything from solo guitar to running a 17-piece orchestra featuring his own composition and arrangements, he's released several CDs, written music for film, TV, and musicals, and toured extensively. That's exactly what he's getting geared up for now as he promotes his new music, and the warm months are upon us. Enjoy this interview.
It's great to catch back up, talking about Timepieces. How's everything been going?
Amazing. The recording was great, and we just did our record release, and just the first week out, and we're already making waves on the Jazz Week charts, and I'm getting it out all over the world, and I'm getting ready to go on a European tour. I'm heading up to Spain in a little over a week. I'm going to be in Spain, then Germany, Czech Republic, Slovenia. Come back for a week, then I go to Australia for 3 weeks.
Wow. So are you kind of on a yearly kind of timetable of putting albums out? How does that work for you?
Well, it looks like it, but it wasn't really the plan. It was just what had happened was I actually had so much music last year. I had actually almost recorded two albums at the same time, but that was not really feasible for a number of reasons, as you can imagine. So this time around, these were tunes I had wanted to record last year, because I just had a backlog of music that I really wanted to get out.
So talk to me about this specific assemblage on Timepieces. What is it about this that makes it work? This collection of songs is what you wanted for this album?
Yes. They are really timepieces because they're from throughout my time as a musician and as a composer and an arranger and guitar player. When I was living in Europe, I was living in Germany for a number of years, almost 18 years. So a number of the tunes on the album I had written back then. Some stuff was from when I was living in Brooklyn, New York, Sidewalk Detours especially. And some stuff when I first came to Miami, and then one piece was just the actual title of the song and the album, which is Timepiece, which is a pretty involved piece of music that I had written within the past year, and I'd written that with pianist Tal Cohen in mind when I wrote it.
So talk to me a little bit about what you're hoping people get from this album. I know it's kind of a collection of pieces throughout your career, but what are you ultimately hoping they get and feel from this album?
Oh, my God. Well, I suppose you could say it's kind of a vanity release, although it isn't. My last three releases were all organ-based groups, and this is a more acoustic. This is kind of getting back to my jazz, purist jazz roots with piano, acoustic bass, and drums. Along with, I have Hendrik Merkens on a couple tunes. I have three horns with Tim Armacost, Sean Cause, and Javier Nero on two of the tunes. And It was more to highlight, I think.
Expedia and Visit Scotland invite you to come experience the beauty that awaits in Scotland. The sweep of wild coastlines, quiet lochs, and untamed landscapes. Fresh cuisine that feels rooted in the land. Come experience the kind of stillness that stays with you long after you leave. Plan your Scottish escape today at expedia.com/visit Scotland.
Ensemble work, more straight ahead jazz, different influences and different approaches to arranging the music.
So the one thing that's different right now than it was last year when we spoke is that America is going through an increased amount of stress and strain between immigration and war, and just things have ballooned into a very crazy state of things. How much of that as a musician are you thinking about when you present music either recorded or live to help people kind of have some level of siesta to kind of get away from all of the headlines?
Well, that's a tough one, and I kind of have to, these days we kind of have to walk a bit of a tightrope considering everything that's going on. Having lived overseas for a good period of my life, I also have maybe slightly different outlook about kind of a little bit about everything from politics to culture to how music connects with us. And one of the fortunate things for me as a musician, of course, and as a jazz musician, is I get to travel and interact with musicians all over the world. This past year I was in Australia, I was in Singapore. I'm going to be working with musicians I hadn't met before in Spain and in the Czech Republic. And it's definitely something that unites us. It's so far above politics and I hate to say this, but maybe religion as well. It's its own way of communing. And in this crazy world, I hope it brings a bit of sanity and unification that other people are maybe be trying to separate us into us and them. And I think this is something that makes us all, unites us all.
For sure. Well said. So Timepieces, is Bandcamp the best place to download that will benefit you the most?
Yes, that would be the best place. Of course, it's available in all your usual streaming platforms as well.
And then the tour, live performances, if anybody wants to catch you, get your itinerary, any of the other Good Business previous releases, where do they go?
Well, for the previous releases, Bandcamp, again, under my name, Russ Spiegel, and to find out where I'm performing, my website is always a great place to go, www.russguitar.com.
Okay, I will put those links in the show notes. Russ, great to catch up with you. Hopefully we do it down the line again, and we're in a much tamer place in the world.
So, yes, that would be great.
Best of luck on this release, the tour, everything that's coming your way. And again, it's great to catch up. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe. Great to speak with you as well. All the best.
Thanks for listening and tuning in to another Neon Jazz interview, where we give you a bit of insight into the finest players and minds in New York, Kansas City, and spots all over the world, giving fans all that jazz. And thanks to Russ for swinging on by the show. If you want to hear more Neon Jazz interviews, you can find us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Subscribe to us at YouTube. And for everything Neon Jazz, go to theneonjazz.blogspot.com. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.